Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, for Daily Editorial. You know, I'm a little pissed off at the Democrats for either falling for the bait or for actually breaking into the Mar-a-Lago home of Donald Trump yesterday. It was up until about 11 o'clock last night watching this thing play out. Jimmy's got some really, really interesting ideas. I do have to give CNN a little credit. I flipped back and forth between 9:45 and 11 o'clock last night between CNN and of course, Fox. Fox covered this in its entirety as well as they could, devoted that entire block to this story, which I applaud them for. CNN talked quite a bit about what was going on in Haiti, which I think is interesting. But I also have to give CNN credit for basically providing close to the same coverage that Fox did. Let's be fair here. Okay, having said that, got a couple of questions for you, Jim. You know, Hillary Clinton basically broke the law and was never, ever investigated for her emails, et cetera, et cetera. Joe Biden is clearly breaking the law, as is his son. But I'm going to leave his son, Hunter, totally out of this thing. The guy's just a fool, okay? Joe Biden is not a fool, unless he just slipped into that category. He's not being investigated. What's going on in your opinion? Why was Mar-a-Lago, basically, why did they obtain a search warrant, and they being the FBI, and were allowed to go in and remove documents? You got a couple of theories on this, Jim. What are they?
Well, the first one is it's political intimidation, no doubt.
Sure.
And of course, the Democratic Party has spent seven years now, actually, since 2015, trying to paint Trump in a narrative that he's not the person they want because—
And they're not succeeding.
No, and they failed actually in each one of these cases over this entire seven-year period. But except for the 2020 election, which, again, we have a tremendous amount of questions about that need to be answered. But here's what I think they have crossed. The Democrats, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, the Biden administration, mm-hmm. Biden regime, they have crossed a boundary that they can never come back from. They have used law enforcement on now countless occasions to intimidate their political opposition.
Yeah.
And I don't care who you are, left, right, or indifferent, using law enforcement for political ends will mean the end of our republic. And unfortunately, they continue down this road.
Yep.
Now, why it happened? It's an interesting story of what's behind it as we're getting more and more reporting out right now of what's, you know, what, why, and what's going on with documentation, classified documents, and things like that.
You know, why it happened, I like your theory about perhaps Trump tricked them into doing this. That, to me, would show some real chutzpah on his part. Get into that one, would you, Jimmy?
Well, yeah, let's talk about the background here.
Yeah.
That's really important to understand. So we know that the Trump administration with DNI Grinnell and then Rick Grinnell and a gentleman from Texas, I forget, his name's going out of my head, but the both of them knew and had documents. And of course, from the House Intelligence Committee, when the Republicans were in charge, they found out that there had been, this corruption going on and links falsifying the information with the FBI and the Department of Justice in cooperation with the Democrats. And of course, the Democrats pushed the impeachment theory. Mm-hmm. They stated, the Trump administration officials stated they had numerous classified documents that were released would be absolutely damning to the Democrats and the people that conducted these operations, in particular law enforcement and Department of Justice. So there was discussion, lots of discussion about declassifying these materials. And some of these materials directly related to corruption in Ukraine with the Biden family, with Hunter Biden and others. So these documents were classified, were told to be declassified. The administration halted, did not release many of these documents, probably to the chagrin of many, you know, Republican staunch America First type people. But also you have inside the administration, you have the Mike Pence's, you have the Mitch McConnell's, you have the very cautious and careful lawyer legal team that was basically advising Trump not to create some of these problems, not to release documents. So Trump leaves office. Before he left office, he did declassify numerous documents. Now, we don't know which ones he did and which ones he didn't, but he was the authority to do so. The executive has the authority to do so. So according to reporting, the National Archives has been working with the Trump team, the post-administration Trump team, to return boxes of documentation to the archives that Trump took with him when he left. That would indicate, in my view, probably documentation that they were talking about earlier that proved some of the falsehood in the narratives and some of the corruption involved in the Russian collusion narrative, and also, of course, with the Ukrainian issues. Now, the director of the archives is an absolute aggressive, progressive, reshaping documents inside our actual, you know, when you walk through the National Archives now, they've changed some of the wording on some of the expositions about the archives to really undermine the American narrative. It's quite interesting if you see what they've done. So obviously a partisan hack, coordinating with the FBI, working with the Trump team for a period of time, and then they get this warrant. And the timing is everything for them to get this warrant to investigate and send the FBI to raid a former president, unprecedented in American history. Never before have we seen anything like this. They go to Mar-a-Lago, they go with weapons, a large team, and they make threats when in fact they could have subpoenaed the documents, the documentation through a regular justice system. They could have requested, and of course the Trump administration had been working with them the entire time. So this leads me to believe that there may be more gamesmanship going on behind the scenes than what we actually see. And there's always this case.
Yeah.
But here's a possibility. And of course, I don't have a lot of, other than the
gamesmanship in your mind.
And the indicators, the different things that have gone on.
Right.
Adam Schiff and Mark Warner on the intelligence committees and the oversight committees that have been, Jerry Nadler, these people that have been attacking him all the time, they may have fallen into a trap. If the Trump team, and they've been very cautious in the past, they followed the regulations, they followed the rules on classified material. If they kind of hung out this as like a token and saying, we've got to hold it, and then maybe leak some information. They've got these documents. They're going to go do something with it. So they send the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland in there to get them. It is a huge political global mistake. They go in to do this because we look like a third world, crappy little country that makes, that attacks each other's political parties with law enforcement all of a sudden. So that's a mistake. But they go in to do this thinking they might get him entrapped on some sort of a legal basis and foundation. But in the reality, what you're going to get is every leftist liberal journalist out there screaming and yelling for the documents that they were looking for. If they've been declassified, if those documents have been declassified and they were handed over, which apparently, according to Eric Trump, they had been handed over. If they've been handed over, all the journalists are looking for them. If they all of a sudden start putting this information out from these documentation, it looks legitimate. If the Trump team had put it out, there would be arguments about it was fabricated.
Right.
But now you've got journalists and you've got news organizations screaming for this. Yep. And we'll see what happens. Because no matter what, whether it was intentional or unintentional, we're going to see more come out from the documentation over a period of time of what the Democrats have done over the last 6 years.
Yep. I think it's a really good possibility. And I guess what I would like to know, because I'm not particularly proud to be an American if you're wrong, Jimmy. I'm really not. Now, let me ask you this. What are the odds?
Regardless I'm wrong or not, I mean, this is only speculation. And there's a good possibility that they just overreached. No matter what, the Merrick Garland, Biden regime, and the FBI, Christopher Wray, used law enforcement to attack a political opponent over something they did not need to do. And they did it for showmanship in order to intimidate.
I agree 100% with that, Jimmy.
Yeah. So whether or not there was some gamesmanship going on behind or not, I don't know. But what I do know is they crossed a line they can never go back on, and they will not. They are the people that were screaming that Trump was going to be a tyrannical authoritarian when he deregulated. Not possible to be authoritarian when you're deregulating.
Right.
These guys are regulating the hell out of America,
right,
and then they're using law enforcement. They are the tyranny. They are the authoritarians. They are taking America down the tubes.
Well, then what I have to say is my stance continues. I'm not particularly proud, pardon me, to be in America, not even close, right now. I see the downfall of America right now, and I see a very real potential, by the way, for Russia. I love the Russian people, and I know that you do also. You majored in Russian language in graduate school. You worked with the Russians day and night, et cetera, during your career. I love you for doing that because you're talking about my heritage. Jimmy, I hope this thing turns out and the way that you say it could, and I really hope that the Democrats have to really bite their tongues when this is all over. And I hope it's over within a week or so.
Yeah, it's not going to be over until 2025, because they will not stop. There's no question. What we've seen now is that the Democratic Party and the power struggles, they will use any means necessary. No morals. They will destroy people with COVID.
Right.
They will hide, information from doctors. They will intimidate. They've killed people because of their policies.
Right.
And they are willing to do any extreme to take power.
Right.
The only thing that's going to stop it, the only thing that's going to stop them, is the American people waking up to the corruption and the absolute negative direction these basically criminals now are putting America through.
Right.
And they're going to have to stop it. The unfortunate reality, Al, is you are getting people that are honest Americans are absolutely furious. And I think there's a lot of people. I look a lot of blogs. I read a lot of information. And in the last 16 hours or 15 hours since this happened, I've seen more threats of I will take back this country if I have to fight than I've ever seen before in my life. Never would I have ever expected it. But these people, as one of our bloggers had posted, are attempting to incite a civil war. And I'm going to tell you that in some of these corrupt minds is an agenda.
Yep.
They want some violent action to happen so they can justify taking away Second Amendment rights and taking away individual guns, because that's the only thing that keeps them from being able to take total control.
Jimmy, I'm with you 100%. I want to give you a lot of credit for putting together a very tight, I would have to say, informative editorial here. I want to cut it here. It's been about 13 minutes and 35 seconds. I'm not sure if there's anything else that's really relevant that we can say about this. I pray to God that you're right in your assessment of this particular situation, and I thank you for your help, Jim.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.